The two liberation movements, ZANU-PF led by Robert Mugabe and Joshua Ngomo Zapu, resoundingly won the elections, with Mr. Mugabe becoming the first black prime minister in 1980. Political commentator Ibo Mandaza, who attended the Lancaster House conference, says the announcement of the victory for the liberation movements threw the country into a frenzy with wild celebrations as white Rhodesians collapsed and fainted in their homes and streets following their heavy defeat. He says amid the joy were fears that the Rhodesians could do anything to prevent the smooth transition of the black majority into power.
When the results were announced and the city went wild, buses, hooting, youths. And I think it was clear, and the British warned General Walls that if you try anything, the blood of the whites be on your hands, because I think the population was ready for anything.
He says thousands of jubilant Zimbabweans thronged Rufaro Stadium for the independence celebrations and hoisting of the Zimbabwe flag, despite reports the venue had been mined by the Rhodesians. For retired General Mike Nyambuya, the announcement of the March 1980 election results and the run-up to Independence Day compares to no day in the country's history. At that time, retired General Nyambuya was commanding Zapasi Assembly Point, one of the largest assembly centers for the liberation fighters who had returned from Mozambique.
There was jubilation and celebration in the country. At that time, I was in Zapasi. I was commanding Zapasi Assembly Point. So we were then tasked with the task of preparing for the parade, main parade in Harare and then in other provincial centers as well. And it was announced that Prince Charles was coming to lower the Union Jack and we left the Zimbabwean flag.
He adds that people couldn't sleep as they celebrated victory after a protracted liberation war in which thousands of their loved ones perished.
It was those days up to the 18th of April were full of excitement and celebrations, as it were. And on the 17th of April, at Nagurara, because of the whole thing, so the flag was actually lowered on the 17th midnight, and the new flag was raised a few minutes after midnight, and we didn't sleep.
Zaka Senator Meshack Marava says he was excited to vote in the March 1980 elections. A then young Marava, working as a coast clerk in Harare's Masasa industrial area, voted in Harare's Mavuku high density suburb. Marava says he was very happy when Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF won the elections.
I'm one of those people who actually almost touched the skies by happiness, you know? And almost every youth tried to imitate it or tried to draw the president, Robert Mugabe. I'm one of those people who also tried to draw his portrait. We were so happy then.
He still remembers that the period between announcement of the election results and Independence Day was full of joy and happiness. But for Marawa, now a lawmaker for an opposition party, Movement for Democratic Change, formed 19 years after independence, things have changed. He says the important national day has been monopolized by ZANU-PF and it has lost its significance.
This time, independence has become a party issue. It belongs to a certain party, and the other parties are not involved. And yet, to sum it up, during the times of the first independence, other parties were not there. Everybody was one person. We all were Zimbabweans. It was not much of the party. No one knew of a party, actually. We only knew of the independence which had been fought for by the sons and daughters of Zimbabwe.
For economic analyst Masimba Manyanya, who enjoyed Jamaican reggae star Bob Marley's independence celebrations gig at Rufaro Stadium, expectations were high. He says each time he passes by Rufaro Stadium, he remembers 18 April 1980, a day he describes as the highest point of his life, but he is depressed by the current state of affairs in the country.
Today, my thinking is, yes, we are politically independent, but we are not free. Politically, certainly, we are not free, because the freedoms that we thought we had won in 1980 don't seem to materialize before us. Economically, we are enslaved.
He says Zimbabwe is an impoverished nation, worse than it was in 1980. Mandaza is equally concerned. He says it's said little or nothing has been added to the independence.
very sad compared to the, so there's no comparison between the 80s and now. 80s was a period of contagious patriotism, hard work, commitment. It was an era of non-partisanship and non-partisan nationalism, I call it. We want to build a Zimbabwe, and to see it shattered the way it has been.
Mandaza, like many Zimbabweans, believes that another Zimbabwe will emerge from the disastrous Mugabe era. He says Zimbabwe's restoration cannot be done by the current crop of leaders, but by young people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.